Have you had a fruit or a vegetable yet, Craig? Just at all time, at all. When's the last one you had your fruit or vegetable?
Well, last night for dinner.
What was it?
Nice salad.
So like
lettuce, carrots, broccoli. Oh yeah.
Oh, you had broccoli on.
Oh yeah.
In a salad. Wow. Well, you know, according to the CDC, only 1 in 10 adults get enough fruits and vegetables in their diet. And here to talk a little bit about food insecurity, nutrition insecurity, as they call it, from the American Heart Association Chief Medical Officer for Prevention, Dr. Eduardo Sanchez. Dr. Sanchez, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are y'all?
We are doing okay. Let's look at some of the terms. One of the ones, nutrition insecurity. Can you explain what that means?
Sure. Nutrition insecurity is the reference to millions of families who don't have reliable access to affordable, nutritious food.
So this is the ones that maybe they just think they're buying sort of prepackaged things or processed things, maybe quicker, easier, that they or that are close by in the areas that they have. Tell me a little bit about the impact of that and what's being done to alleviate it.
Well, it already affects millions of families or was already affecting. And then COVID-19 really made things a whole lot worse. Think about the news stories or that you've seen or heard about, long lines at food banks, families waiting to get food because they just don't have enough food. Lack of access to healthy food and poor diet contribute to heart disease and diabetes. Nutrition, food insecurity can cause increased stress and make worse whatever mental health issues one may have. And food insecurity in children affects academic performance. Insecurity equals low academic performance. So it's a serious issue.
One of the things I see the American Heart Association is involved with, they've come up with these Foodscape Innovation Awards. Tell me a little bit about that and who's the recipients of some of this.
Sure. The Foodscape Innovation Awards are the ability to bring our ability, the American Heart Association, a trusted source of science and science-backed information, to convene the best of the best in nutrition science and the food industry, sometimes competitors, who come together to think about what are the things that they might do together or by themselves to improve what we call the foodscape, that is the landscape, if you will, of the food industry for healthier, affordable food. And so we created the Foodscape Innovation Awards to recognize positive, voluntary changes that break down barriers to healthy eating. The two recipients for this year in the Innovation Excellence category are Moonflower Farms in Houston. They're using hydroponic farming, lots of water, relies on rainwater. That allows them to, A, minimize use of water, which is nice for the environment, control costs. They are the first vertical farm in Houston, and year-round they can produce food. And then the Consumer Choice Award went to Restorative Farms, a small-scale, professionally-run urban farm here where I live in Dallas, Texas, that promotes economic stability in an underserved community in South Dallas. So we are trying to shine a light on those who are trying to make a difference in the foodscape to make healthier, affordable foods available.
I know we've spoken a lot with our local food bank, and they talk about certain industries or places where they can try to get food, and sometimes you don't want to waste the food, so any food that might be available, they sometimes get donated to them, and they'll just do their best to distribute it as possible. Fascinated by that one place, you said a vertical farming, so they run out of land going horizontally, they just start going up, which is, sky's the limit in their world, I guess.
Yep. Well, when real estate is a premium, going straight up and down may be the best choice.
Right. And, of course, it's very important what we talk about, the getting fruits and vegetables and being able to do this. How can individuals help out in this regard? What do you see our role in this?
Well, there's one thing I hadn't thought about, but I'm going to say now. Y'all's chatter at the beginning, we should all make an effort to consume more fruits and vegetables, at least 3 servings of vegetables a day, 2 fruits a day. That'd be really great. But insofar as food insecurity goes, connecting with local organizations, the American Heart Association would be one, but local urban farms like the two that I mentioned as recipients of this year's awards, food banks and food pantries can use help. They can use people helping physically, or they can use help with people donating resources, donating money. You can join AHA's You're the Cure. That's our grassroots advocacy network, which, among other things, is supporting better nutrition policy at the local, state, and federal level. I would ask, stay tuned for the announcement of next year's Foodscape Innovation Awards, and encourage organizations that you know. I'm sure there are farming and food system organizations in Cleveland, that would be at www.heart.org/foodinnovationawards.
Yes, we appreciate that. And, of course, we find that sometimes there's entrepreneurs, people out there with sort of an idea, and you think, why didn't anybody think of this before? It helps get, you know, maybe a better yield. Also be able to make it, you know, locally grown. A lot of times we talk about, you know, farm to table, doing things locally. And, of course, now we're getting into the growing season, so backyard gardens are some things that people can start, too, to help out in this regard. Dr. Sanchez, we appreciate your time this morning and getting the word out about the folks who are in need of the nutritious food. Appreciate it.